I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner, and I need your help. Here's the story. Last week, I got an email from a man who was looking for a copy of a particular treasure magazine that had been published sometime between 1980 and 1985. The problem was that he didn't know which treasure magazine or when exactly it came out. Now, there were quite a few more treasure magazines being published in the early 1980s than there are now. I can think of six, and maybe there were more. But even if there were just six, and half of them were bi-monthly, that means about 250 different magazines to check through to find the article this fellow needs. And an even more basic problem is that you have to have access to those 250 magazines. So I'm calling on you, my loyal listeners, to help us with this search. The article we're looking for isn't really an article. It's a picture from one of those "Can You Identify This Find?" columns. Most magazines ran this type of column back then, so it could be from any of them. The photograph was a medal that was later determined to be a Congressional Medal of Honor. And the finder of the medal, whose name was in the magazine, was Bill Schaefer, Schaefer with two Fs. I immediately did some highly technical computer research. I did a Google for Bill Schaefer. After a lot of false leads and dead ends, I finally found him. He was using a nickname on one of the Internet treasure forums, and I was able to send him a personal message through the forum. He wrote me back, and I put him in contact with the person who had first emailed me about the missing magazine article. I thought that solved the problem, but I was wrong. It turns out the first guy wasn't looking for the second guy. They already knew each other, and they were both looking for the magazine article. And the because is a harrowing story. Bill Schaefer, the letter writer who found the medal, tells the story. Bill says that he had a lot of attention after his note and photograph of the medal appeared in the magazine. One reader who saw the photo and recognized that it was a Congressional Medal of Honor contacted Bill and asked if Bill would allow him to put it on display at the Tucson Historical Society. This was the kind of thing that Bill was hoping would happen. He wanted to put the medal on display so the public could see it, and he agreed. He gave the medal to the man who had said he was the museum curator. Well, time went by, and eventually Bill was able to visit the Tucson Historical Society. You know where this is going, don't you? Yep, Bill tried to find his Medal of Honor, but no luck. He asked about it, and they were clueless. They told him they had no knowledge of the person who had represented himself as their curator and took Bill's medal. So Bill thought his medal was gone forever. But recently he found out that it is on display, but with the name of the person who took it from him listed as the finder and owner. Now, if Bill stands any chance of getting his medal back, he needs a copy of the magazine with his original photo. That will pretty much prove he found it, not the other guy. It's a prime piece of evidence. And that's why I'm asking you, if you have any old treasure magazines from the early 1980s, please page through them and see if you can find the letter and photo from Bill Schaefer, asking for an identification of what he had found. If you do find it, please email me at danhughesmail, danhughesmail, @gmail.com. And if we get any results, I'll keep you posted in future editions of this show. Thanks for listening. Christmas is less than 100 days away, and I'd like to recommend my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, as a perfect Christmas gift for the treasure hunter in your family. And if you're listening to this show, that means it's probably you. So why wait for Christmas? Treat yourself today. Details at treasuremanual.com. And in the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.